Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT, thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCBQ 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
Here we are again with Michael Rechtenwald, and lately there's been a little bit of controversy there with you. So you're a professor at NYU. We've had you on the show before. Great. Friend of the show.
Yes.
So now you were making a plan to have Milo be a speaker at one of your classes, I believe, right?
That's right.
So the whole thing's been canceled. And now... The question is, who was doing the canceling? We heard de Blasio, we've heard the university.
Right.
What is it, in your opinion?
Well, I think what happened is that the university was looking for a way out, but they didn't want to violate my academic freedom and the academic freedom of my students. So they didn't want to cancel it themselves. So I believe... they may have enlisted the mayor or whatever to get him to take care of it, and so that the onus of for canceling it was off of them. So I think it was it was an alibi that they were able to come up with to say that the mayor had requested the postponement. But a postponement really is a cancellation because the whole talk was themed around the holiday of Halloween, and so, the
clock
is basically kaput.
So what exactly was the class that you were bringing it to? What subject or curriculum were they using?
Well, it's a writing class, and it's called Academic Writing, Real World Topics. It's named after my book by the same title. And we deal with seven different topics with multiple perspectives on each topic. So multiple disciplinary and critical perspectives on each topic, so that we look at different issues from multi-perspectival standpoints. And so I thought that Milo spoke to issues of cultural change, in particular issues around cultural appropriation, which came up in the context of our discussion on global culture, a cross segment called Global Cultures, or Global Culture. And I thought he would speak very well to those issues from a different perspective. Plus, I thought he would really be enjoyable for the students. He's quite a charismatic and magnetic personality. And he's a great writer. I can attest to that myself, because I've read a lot of his work.
Wow. So then, if you felt he fit your curriculum and would be a good guest, why exactly did they not want him? Like, what was the excuse?
Well, the excuse was that it was on Halloween, and because of the Halloween parade later in the day, much later in the day, and you know, those festivities, that it would be too much for the New York police to handle, so that there would be too much mayhem in on that day itself. But you know, that's not any real excuse for canceling something, especially where free speech is concerned. So it's a question of whether the First Amendment rights were violated in this case, especially since it came down from the mayor, a political figure.
What do you think is going to happen now? Like, where are you going to go from here? How is the response towards you itself?
Well, there were different contingents that had a different responses. First of all, I should note that I had about five times as many emails asking me, ask students, asking if they could attend the class even though they weren't students in the class. And so at least five times more students, you know, asking, you know, I would really love to be there. Is there any way I could get in? And I wasn't allowed to let anyone else in. So I had to say no. Then, you know, there were a few, maybe a handful, if not less, disgruntled people that said I was putting them in, you know, danger or something, and that they were being, the campus was being made unsafe on the basis of Milo speaking there. And I've tried to make it clear that the reason it's unsafe, it has to do with the protesters who get violent, not Milo. He says nothing violent. And he doesn't do anything violent or advocate violence or anything. It's them, it's the social justice left, that is always totally responsible for violence. Then I had, I thought that my students in the class were having apprehensions about it, but then I found out they actually were very disappointed that the talk was canceled. They asked if he could come another time. Could he come and drop in on a Google Hangout during Monday's class? I heard that they said that they were being called throughout the university the 14 and the chosen ones, because they were lucky enough to be potential audience members of Milo's talk. So there were two contingents. You have protest groups, you know, LGBT, and other groups complaining that they were going to be put, you know, their safety or something was being compromised by speech. You had a lot of pushback and actual support from students around the university asking if they could come into the classroom, also, you know, feeling somewhat envious of the students who were going to be lucky enough to be there. So I found that very, very, very gratifying. You know, I'm not trying to bring an alt-right speaker to speak. Milo's been mischaracterized in every which way you can imagine. And I certainly would never bring, you know, like a white nationalist to my classroom, because I don't think they have anything to say. Milo is far from that. He's absolutely not a white nationalist. He's not a racist. I dare anybody to find a racist thing he's ever said. He's not sexist, although he's a very fierce critic of feminism. That's not the same thing. And so on. I think a lot of the statements about him, like, for example, that he's a pedophile or he approves of pedophilia, is nonsense. He was coping with his own abuse as a teenager by a pedophile. So, you know, a lot of these things, if he were a leftist, all of these things would be forgiven. For example, leftists routinely on Twitter and on TV, even on The View, you know, joke about assassinating Trump. But if Milo makes a joke like that's slightly off color, he's crucified for it, where there nobody says anything about that. Or if Fonda I forget his first name, Vonda's son, says that, you know, Trump's son should be put in a cage with pedophiles. You know, he's not even banned from Twitter. So, yeah, it's just a double standard. It's disgusting, and the names that are being thrown around are really, I mean, they just use names to dismiss people and to try to smear them. Some people are trying to smear me, and, you know, it's just really, first of all, they're wrong, and secondly, they're bearing false witness, and third, they're just dismissing arguments by virtue of calling people names, and they're not going to win that way.
Yeah, it's very interesting, but Milo's led quite a past, you know. He also really attacked a lot of people on Twitter.
And, oh yeah,
and did a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean that thing with the Twitter and Leslie Jones was not what it was made out to be. That people were already attacking her. He didn't need some Twitterati to attack her. He came in later into the thing, and all he said was that she was illiterate, and had nothing to do with her race. But they called him a racist and got banned for that. You know, he's married to a black man, so I mean, if he's a racist, he's a strange one. But yeah, he's a fierce cultural warrior. There's no question about it.
Well, certainly been.
And I don't defend everything he's ever said, or even know everything he's ever said. I don't have time to research every utterance that Milo Yiannopoulos has ever.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey. Nor do I think that's my responsibility, even to bring him in. I don't think anybody gets that kind of thorough vetting. I vetted the speech that he was going to give. I made sure that it had nothing objectionable in my mind, whether he, you know, that it would, you know, unduly insult different people or anything like that. And I made sure that it didn't have anything like that. So, and that it was valuable educational content and good writing.
Are you going to go any further with this then? Are you going to try and get him back on in your class?
I mean, at the very most, he might drop in on a Google Hangout or something like that. But I'm not going to try to arrange another such visit publicly, anything like that, that sparks a protest and also gets all the press that it's got. It's kind of, the Bowman is past the, there's no, you know, it's out of sequence. Any visit now would be completely out of sequence with the syllabus in terms of what the class is doing. It wouldn't make any sense. So the time is really past for that opportunity, and I'm afraid we're going to move on.
So have you been threatened, or do you feel threatened by the people that don't like Milo or didn't like you having him invited on your show?
I've gotten some emails that I would call threatening. Not too many, just a very, very small number. I do feel beleaguered on campus, but I've felt that way for a while. However, like, I'm very heartened by the support I've been shown. People understand that I wasn't endorsing everything that Milo's ever said, but my point of view was to bring a diverse perspective, you know, diversity of perspectives to the campus and to do it with some color. I mean, Milo is a very flamboyant, colorful, interesting character, and the students were very excited about meeting him. They really wanted to meet him, and they were disappointed. So contrary to what the university is saying about how they were being subjected to some hate speech, which he never does. He doesn't engage in hate speech. He's critical, but you want to hear some hate speech, listen to how many professors have sounded off about Trump in the last 2 years, saying everything imaginable about him. So, you know, there's just a total double standard on the left about all of these so-called protocols.
Yeah, interesting place we're in the world.
Yes.
So, well,
it's interesting because to be on the left now is to be with the establishment. And that makes it a very curious situation, I think. The establishment is solidly behind the social justice left. It is now a disciplinary ideology. That's what I think.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Just even on Facebook, I sure get countered a lot just trying to bring up a point. So a lot of the right do just as much of the attacking, and I'm not on either side.
Yeah, I'm also a centrist. I'm a cultural libertarian and a centrist. I don't like the, you know, I pretty much, I call it a radical centrist because it seems to be a radical position not to be head over heels in outrage all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. I just find all the outrage mongering to be ridiculous. And I don't want to engage in that. I think it's dumb and it doesn't further anything, conversation or anything else. It doesn't further politics. It just puts us in a kind of a, you know, we're kind of in a lockstep sort of dance with the two sides, and they're, you know, they're sort of like feeding each other very, in a sort of dialectical relationship, I think.
Yeah, I see quite often they go back and forth and they don't really discuss a subject. They put each other down.
Yeah, it's a bunch of name calling. And I'd say the left is worse at this point with the name calling, and they also have the establishment behind them. They have most of the major mass media, they have all of the academy, they have most of the culture industry, they have everything but the bare bones of the political elected office. Everything but that they have.
Pretty amazing story. The last time you were on the show, I know about your Snowflakes book, the Springtime for Snowflakes. That's entered the top 10 for the year for iTunes playouts, so it's had a big response.
I didn't know that. That's really great.
Yeah, wow. We just found that out last week. I just got the 12 shows in, so it's doing really, really well, and we're repeating it. We're going to rerun it for people that missed it. And
That's great. That's great to hear.
But Michael, anytime you need something or anytime you want to talk about something, just let me know. This will be a show.
Sure, and please forgive me for some of my fans. Sometimes they can get rough. But I don't, I'm not endorsing that either, so.
No, they're mad and they think I'm coming from the left and attacking it. It's like, no, I will call a spade a spade. If I think something's silly or if I say something, I just say it. It's nothing to do with any political,
right.
I don't like either side, so.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know.
I hear you.
But anyway, so what we're going to do is this will be, of course, on our show on quite a few of them. I'll run it all week. And this will be run by NBC News Talk on all NBC radio stations. They'll cut up and put parts all through the news.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
that's
great. You'll get a lot of airplay through the news. All the different stations will connect it to their news break every hour. So you'll get... hopefully positive feedback from it.
Thanks, Alan. That's great.
Well,
fantastic.
That's what I do. And like I said, I'm trying to be rational. We all do here at our team anyway, in our show. And anytime you've got something, by all means, hit me up. I don't mind helping either way.
Thanks, Alan. I really appreciate that. That's great to know.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, because we're all in this. We're all in this together. So that's the whole idea.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a rational. I'm trying to have people see things rationally too. For example, the idea that somebody's speech, even especially when they don't really, they never say hateful things, but they're critical. That somehow can be like violence is just ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
And instead of that, the people react with violence, and then they call that okay, you know. So it's just crazy. I just don't understand people.
Yeah, it's a different...
Real violence can be exonerated, and speech can be condemned as violence.
Yeah. Totally different generation we're dealing with. The younger generation is not seeing things the way the rest of us have lived. So...
That's right.
It's really tough to explain, and I really hope that it doesn't come to a real violent upbringing where a lot of people get hurt and killed, not for this, but for something, and then you kind of go, wow, you know, it's an awful way to learn.
It is. I'd hate to see a civil war come into, you know, even if we had, like, disparate little guerrilla warfare here and there, I think that would be pretty bad. I'm afraid that it could happen if we're not careful.
Yeah, that's probably more of what I'd see coming too because of the frustrations by people. The pipe bombs and the synagogue and all these things that continue. I don't see it stopping. I see it continuing and probably being more like guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I totally condemn violence.
Yeah, there's absolutely no place for it, you know. We have too much. We have too much, and we have too many smart people and too many good things here that we can work to make it better, and that's what everyone should be focused on, not the stupid things.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, it's all good. I tell myself.
We'll be all right. I think we'll be all right so far, you know. I think we're going to make it through this stuff.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's going to... I hope so, for the kids' sake.
Right, exactly.
You know, well... Anyway, like I said, thank you. I'll get this to the edit room.
Thank you very much, Alan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Thank you, I will. You too. Bye now.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.